our heads. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you first acknowledging who you are, God. Thank you for being the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Thank you for being the righteous one, God. We thank you for being faithful. We thank you for being loving. We thank you for covering each and every one of us each and every day. God, now we ask that you come into this place and have your way in this service this morning, God, and have your way throughout the day, God. We just want you to be pleased with us, God. We want you to accept our worship today, God. God, we just want to be pleasing in your sight. We want to be a fresh fragrance to you, God. We thank you for what you're going to do. We thank you for what we're going to learn. God, help us to learn and apply it to our lives. God, we thank you, we honor you, and we praise you in your darling son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So today we are going to talk about getting ready for battle. And I want to start with a question. And my question is, are you ready for battle? Before you answer that question, you may be thinking, what do you mean ready for battle? Or what am I fighting? What am I fighting for? Many times we wake up and we're not ready for the day or what the enemy has planned for us. We go day by day lacking the necessary tools to face our problems. I honestly believe that sometimes we don't know what's necessary to fight off what we're dealing with or how to face our different situations. So this morning, I'm going to take the time and talk about the armor, what it is, and why we need it. The scripture tells us in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, our fight is not against people on earth. We are fighting against the rulers and authorities and the powers of this world's darkness. We are fighting against the spiritual powers of evil in heavenly places. That is why you need to get God's full armor. Then on the day of evil, you will be able to stand strong. And when you have finished the whole fight, you will still be standing. We are fighting spiritual battles. Therefore, we have to have spiritual weapons. We cannot fight a spiritual battle with natural weapons. And we cannot fight spiritual battles when we're in the flesh. So, we're going to talk about the different parts of the armor and how to use them and why they are important. We have to learn how to apply what we learn so that we are always ready for battle. Ephesians 6, 14 through 17 says, so stand firm and hold your ground, having tightened the wide band of truth. Personal integrity, moral courage around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, an upright heart, and having strapped on your feet the gospel of peace in preparation to face the enemy with firm-footed stability and the readiness produced by the good news. All, above all, lift up the protective shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Okay? So, it just basically told us all the different pieces to our armor, every part that we have to put on every day. The scripture starts off by saying, stand firm. And when I think about this phrase, standing firm, or in the Message Bible, as it says, be prepared. I think about frontline soldiers. If you've ever seen the frontline soldiers when they're ready for battle, you look at them and they're stone face. There's not a smile around. they are completely emotionless. You would never know whether they were scared or not because they stone face. And they stand there and they are ready. They are ready no matter what. They're focused. And they don't necessarily know all the time what's coming, but they have prepared for whatever that might be. So when you think about a frontline soldier, they ready. They like, come on, whatever you got, let's go. And we, as Christians, we got to be like that. But a lot of times we're not. We have the total opposite mindset. When things come our way, oh, we buckle. And so what if we had the mindset of that soldier, that frontline soldier, when the enemy comes? Like, I'm ready. I'm waiting for you. I know you're coming with something, but I'm prepared. We many times don't prepare or stand firm because our eyes are not opened enough to see what's coming our way. We lack the discernment that's necessary to be prepared. Some of us go through the same battles over and over and over again because we lack the knowledge of understanding that something is coming. A battle is coming. And until we recognize that a battle is coming, we will always buckle. We have to be prepared, and we have to have our eyes open to see that a battle is coming. Part of preparing is seeing what's coming your way or understanding that something is coming. We have to be mindful of the battles that the enemy throws our way. There's a song that I love to listen to, and it's called Cycles. And I'm going to share some of the lyrics of this song because it describes what we face on as far as battles and why we end up going through cycles. All right. And it says, didn't I conquer this last year? Tell me what I missed, because I fear that it's coming back up again. Must be something I ate, some song, some show, some hate. See, the devil wants to extend the game, free throws. And when it ends, he wants to make a sequel. Because if he has another chance, he feels like he can take my joy, my peace, my faith. See, the devil, he learns from your mistakes, even if you don't. That's how he keeps you in cycles. So one of the lines in this song that really hit home for me is, the enemy learns from our mistakes, even if we don't. So a lot of times we may be in a battle or in a trial or a situation, and we won't learn what it is we're supposed to learn in that season or in that lesson or in that test. And guess what? We back in it. And it's a continuous cycle until we learn what it is that we're supposed to learn. That's the problem. We're not learning from our mistakes. We're not learning from our battles. Therefore, we continue to face the same battles over and over again. It is important that we open our eyes to see the battles that are coming our way so that we are prepared. All right? We have to see them coming. We have to stand firm. We have to be ready. The first part of the armor is the waist belt, the waistband of truth. And in this version, it talks about personal integrity and moral courage. When I think about these terms, I think about what Pastor says all the time about being real with ourselves and being real about where we are and not lying to ourselves and telling the truth about where we really are. You have to be courageous to be real with yourself. It takes courage to be honest with yourself. You might think, nah, Well, a lot of times we lie to ourselves more than we do other people. So it takes courage to be real with yourself. And then you have to have the integrity to look at yourself in the way that you need to change and show yourself, hey, yeah, that was foul. I need to make some changes. Paul said that daily we should put on righteousness. I look at that as every day we should look at ourselves and do a self-evaluation and make a conscious decision that we are going to do the right thing. That's what that is. Integrity. Every day you look at yourself and you say, yeah, I got to make the right decision in that. I got to do the right thing in that. I got to say the right thing in that. It's integrity. It's courage. Because we facing the real us. And sometimes looking at the real you is ugly. And we have to accept that and we have to be willing to face that. Which takes us to the next part, the breastplate of righteousness. As I said, Paul said we should put on righteousness daily. Now think about that, daily. How many times do you go through the day operating any kind of way? Not caring, not being conscious of what you say, how you say it, or why you say it? How many times do you operate without praying at the start of your day? How many times do you go without praying all day? The best way to stay in righteousness is to keep our minds on God. Praying constantly, seeking His face and having the desire to do what is right. Remember, if we follow our shepherd, He will lead us in the paths of righteousness. Psalms 23 and 3, the B part. If we follow Him, He will lead us in the paths of righteousness. That means we stay on the right path. We do the right thing. We stay focused on Him. We stay in the right standing with Him. The next part of our armor covers our feet. It is said to be the shoes of peace. And I love that. Think about that. Can you really say that you walk in peace? It continues to say, carrying the good news. The Bible says He will give you perfect peace if you keep your mind stayed on Him. If we truly keep our minds on God, we can walk daily in peace. And I said if, because that means there's an alternative. If we don't, we won't have peace. If we know that God, the God that we serve, and we know how powerful He is, as we go through our day and as we go throughout our life, we should have peace knowing that everything we need, we can have. The good news is Jesus has already done the work. We just have to stand firm in that and know that He already conquered the enemy. And if He lives within us, we already have the victory. And because of that, we can walk in peace. If we keep our minds stayed on Him. The scripture says, peace I leave with you. My perfect peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled. Nor let it be afraid. Let my perfect peace calm you in every circumstance and give you courage and strength for every challenge. Every challenge. Now, how often do we do that? The better question is, how often do we not do that? He said, my peace, I give to you, my perfect, unflawed, not missing anything, my perfect peace. Now, I can speak for myself. I know I ain't going to speak for everybody else, but I struggle with that. But it's all because I get distracted. I start looking at things that are going on instead of looking at the source, like Sister Sonya said. I start looking away like Peter did, walking on the water. We human. We get distracted. But the formula is here. If you keep your mind stayed on him, he has perfect, unflawed peace. Something that doesn't waver. And in every circumstance. So that means the battle, even when we walking in the battle, we don't have to be afraid. We stone face. All right. I see you coming. Let's go. Let's go. But walking in peace. Walking in peace. The next part of the armor is the shield of faith. It is said to be a very important part of the armor. And I believe that faith is one of the most important parts of the armor. Because the Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. So if it is impossible to please God without faith, it is impossible to fight a spiritual battle without faith. Faith is one of the most important parts of our armor. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. When we hear the word of God, it is by faith that we believe the word. If we are operating without faith, we have nothing to shield us from what the enemy throws our way. Remember it said, you know, the shield of faith, it keeps and blocks out the flames and everything that comes from the enemy. So if we're operating without faith, we have no protection. We're able to walk by faith and not by sight, which means we can see how big the situation is, but have the faith to believe that it's not bigger than our God. Our belief system, our faith, is vital in this life and in battle. We have to believe God. We have to believe the word. How can we stand on something if we don't believe it? So it is important that we believe and have faith in God's word. How can we stand on something that we don't believe? Faith is our foundation. We have to believe. We have to have a belief system in order to operate. If you don't believe that when you stepping into the battle, you got the victory, then you might as well run. You might as well run. So we have to have faith. We have to believe. We have to believe. Which brings me to another part of the armor, which is the sword. The word of God. It is our weapon. It is so important that we always have our weapon. The word is our mouthpiece. When we speak the word, impossible things become possible. When we speak the word, mountains are removed. When we speak the word, we show the power and authority of God, which he gave us. Remember, the word says power of death and life are in our tongue. We have the power to speak life in every dead situation. God gave us his word so that we could speak life. If you remember when Jesus was in the wilderness, the way he defeated the enemy was by the word. He spoke the word against every temptation. Part of the problem is we'll read the word, but we won't use it. And let's be real, some of us don't read it. We have to begin to read the word, and then we have to begin to use the word as our weapon and speak against those things that are coming up against us. We have the power to rebuke, to cast out, and to cast down. The scripture says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing it into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. We have the power to rebuke, to cast out, and cast down. But we have to know the Word of God. We have to know the Word of God. That is everything that we need to fight off what the enemy has brought to us or what comes our way. We have to have a word for it. If we don't know the Word, if we don't read the Word, where's our weapon? You fight in a battle without a weapon. You might as well lay down now. You have to have a weapon. Just like you have to have your shield to protect you, you have to have your weapon to fight back. The Word is our weapon. How do we do this? The only way to do this is by speaking the Word of God, calling things out and casting them out. We can't do it by fighting in the fleshly way. We have to do it by fighting the spiritual way, and that is by using the Word of God. These are the weapons that we have and that we need. Our armor is what we need to fight battles daily. Do you have what it takes to fight this battle? Are you covered with your armor? Are you taking body blows? Are you missing parts of your armor? What are you using to protect yourself? What are you using to fight? And are you ready to stop the cycles? Are you ready to stop the cycles? Because you got to be willing and ready to stop them if that's what you want to do. That's a choice. That's a choice. The helmet of salvation. Now, when I think about the helmet, I think about the crown of thorns. But I also think about the mind. All right. How do we protect our mind? How do we protect our mind? Your word have I hidden in my heart, mind, that I might not sin against thee. We have to protect our mindset. We have to protect our mind. Yes. She said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. We got to have the mind of Christ. We have to have the mind of Christ. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. We have to have a different mindset. We can't stay in the same mindset if we want to fight in a battle. You know, if your mindset is, I'm never going to get out of this, you can't go into battle like that. If your mindset is, man, I'm too tired to do this, you can't go into battle like that. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You got to be ready. No matter what comes my way, the weapons are going to form, but they won't prosper. That's my mindset. They coming after me. They got weapons, but it's not going to prosper. I have the victory. We have to change our mindset. I want to go back to some of the lyrics of this song, Cycles. And the second verse, the psalmist took a different perspective. And she said, this will end like I want it to. I win. The enemy will have to lose again. See, I'm a different fighter now. And I have God to thank, because his joy is my strength. See, the devil will learn it's a mistake when I am sure that I'm not going in cycles. So this time she came back and she was like, it's over. I got a different way. I got a different perspective. Now I know I got the victory. I'm going to win this. In this part of the song, there was a declaration made. I'm not going to continue to allow the enemy to keep me where I've been. I'm going to win this battle this time because I fight different. She got her armor on. She's ready. She see him coming. She's prepared. What is it that we need to do to fight different? How do we win the battles that we're facing daily? God is moving at the Unity Worship Center. And trust, we are at war. We all need to be battle ready. Are you? Are you battle ready? Anytime you are after something that's to build the kingdom of God, you are going to face battles. Are you going to buckle? Or are you going to be like that frontline soldier? Stone face. Come with what you got. Are you ready to fight? When you make the decision to follow Christ, don't think it's going to be a cakewalk. Because it's not. I'm telling you, the enemy's coming with all he got. Because he wants you to run the other way. But once you stand firm and say, I know that God is with me. I know that I have the victory. I know that I can win this battle. He gonna buckle. That's when the enemy buckles. Just like Jesus did in the wilderness. Satan, you keep coming with foolishness. Get behind me. I ain't got time for you. What did he do? He had to leave. What is it that we have to do? Because sometimes we invite the enemy in. We accept the defeat. We let him in. That's where the depression comes from. We let him in. We get in our mind that this is bigger than me. And yeah, it might be bigger than you, but it ain't bigger than the God we serve. And that's where keeping our mind stayed on him helps. We have to be prepared. We have to be ready for battle. Are you ready for battle?